Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. In talking about food storage, just from the last time that I was in doing some of this, it's an issue where I've been asked about it before. I am not an expert on this sort of thing. It's just something that regular folks can do. And so I was talking about canned foods, boxed foods that we can use in there. Another way that you can go in this, since it is an area still worth talking about, is freeze-dried foods. They're sort of add-water meals. And the handy thing about those is some of those are good for 25 years. Am I recommending you put them somewhere for 25 years? No, I'm not. But there's a whole lot of options out there if you want to do some of those. Now, again, these tend to be more the survival foods. That's really not an area that I think you necessarily need to go to, but it's not a bad area. The freeze-dried foods will work. You can keep them nearly forever. What you can sometimes do instead, if you have good storage containers, is do your dried foods in greater bulk. You've got to have good storage. It needs to be probably something tight and secure so that they don't get messed up. You place them where they're going to be dry, and you're good to go until you want to use them and you have a food source. If you don't want to go somewhere and don't go shopping that week, you've got things that you can pull out. Same concept as what I talked about before, to replace them if you need to. But these sort of things can last a really long time. They sell you fancy things that you can use, but for most people, get them in a bucket. Just remember to once in a while rotate your stock when you have them. But dried beans, your rice, grains, pastas, all those sorts of things are things that you can keep for a long period of time. The thing that you're really going to need to worry about as you're going along in here is water. Most people don't have a lot of it. Quite frankly, I don't. I am blessed that I have a small pond. I could do something from that, but honestly, in my case still, I need to invest in something that would allow me, should something unfortunate happen, to not have to heat that water, but using one of the other options that's available out there, and then proper storage if I needed it. But most people don't have those options. Something is to have water. Water is always important, whatever it comes from inside your house, the lines, should there be any sort of a problem. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.